You can get the latest odds, offers and more great content at williamhill.com, on the William Hill app and in any of our shops around the UK.
Enhanced odds, Jorginho, Wijnaldum to score and Newcastle to win is 6-1. Jamie Vardy to score and Leicester City to win in the betting at 3-1. And this game maybe hinges around the fitness of Jamie Vardy. At time of recording this on Friday morning, still uncertain whether he's going to play. It sounds like he may have the pain-killing injection to get him through this game, and obviously chasing Ruud van Nistelrooy's record as well. The match does revolve around Jamie Vardy.
It does. Well, he's had the pain-killing injection, and all the Newcastle fans have asked if they can have it as well. Yeah. The manager says Steve McLaren says he finally knows what his best team is. FC 20. Because Newcastle, Jesus. It's coming to something when they're at home to a team like Leicester, and Leicester are favourites, but you've got to understand why, haven't you? I keep expecting the wheels to fall off. Everybody does. But they're not falling off. They're bolted on. And I'm almost tempted to say Leicester are bolted on here at 7-5.
It's just hard to believe it, isn't it, Derek? Still, yeah. I still see Leicester City and think favourites away from home against Newcastle.
I know. But the only reason you can say that you can back against them is to believe that, yeah, the wheels will fall off. But come on, we're a third of the way through the season now. And they're playing as well now as they have done all season. Vardy's a catalyst. And I'll tell you what, if someone gives me an even money bet that he'll play in this game, well, I'd have everything got on it, all £5.50 of it. he's chasing the Van Nistelrooy record. He'll probably get it. You couldn't wish to play against a side more suited to breaking a record against a Newcastle, couldn't you? A scoring record. I think he'll do it, and all credit to him. He's been an absolute sensation. And I really hope he does it, and I hope Leicester win, because I'll be on him. Even at 7-5, it's way too short, I know that, but I can't back against them.
Headline offer, remember, the enhanced odds offer here. Jamie Vardy to score and Leicester to win in the market at 3-1 here with William Hill. It'd be worth referencing Riyad Mahrez and his performances as well, because those two have formed a bit of a tandem, haven't they, really? Mm. And he's crucial to their success as well. Newcastle, I think there's a bit of upside there. Ayotzi Perez is starting to play a little bit better. They did get a result against Bournemouth as well, albeit Bournemouth dominated large portions of that match. How do you see this, Lee?
I agree. I mean, we've got a couple of Newcastle fans in the office, and Newcastle fans are the first to admit when their team isn't great. But both of them keep saying there are signs. You know, there are spells here and there that they're coming back to it. And I thought, to be fair, against Stoke, I mean, I thought that the goalkeeping performance from Butland was absolutely fantastic. And you look at the amount of shots that Newcastle had that game, 9 shots on target. Which is plenty, isn't it? 4 wide, so 13 shots in total. It was an open game from both of them, actually, because I think Stoke had 11 shots on the goal as well. And he was on another day, they could have won that game. You know, they scored 6 against Norwich, they scored 2 against Chelsea, only scored 1 against Watford in that game, and lost to Arsenal, of course, at home, but scored 2 against Southampton at St James's as well. So it's not like they're goal shy at home. Newcastle United, you know, in fact, you know, they've done all right in terms of scoring goals at home. If you look at the list, they've scored 11, which is, you know, I think it's fifth best in the Premier League, fifth or sixth best. And Leicester, we know they don't really know how to defend away from home, do they? I mean, their results away from home are brilliant. If you're a travelling fan, 2-1 win at West Ham.
Yeah.
1-1 at Bournemouth, 2-2 at Stoke, 2-1 win at Norwich, 2-2 at Southampton, and 3-2 at West Brom. Scoring goals for fun. 8-13 over 2.5 goals, which is about as short as I'll go, I think. I could back that, but I think Newcastle win this.
Do you?
9-5.
Okay.
I do. I think Vardy, as much as I'd love to see him, and in my book, by the way, he has got that record. He scored them in consecutive games in the same season. Van Nistelrooy scored them over the summer. That's not the same.
Oh, is that right?
It can never be the same. And anyway, John Aldridge and other people did it in the old, before the Premier League. So it's not a record, is it? You know, football did exist before the Premier League.
You remember those days, don't you?
I think with the injury, that will take a bit off him, even if he has an injection. Look, it'd be daft to kind of oppose him now, wouldn't it? But I'm going to go for Newcastle to win at 9-5. If Newcastle are going to win the game as well, it stands to reason that both teams will score. So no need to back them at 9-5. Back them at 17-5. There's no way Leicester don't score, given their record so far, whether it's Vardy or Mahrez or someone else. 17-5, match result, both teams to score, Newcastle.
William Hill is committed to responsible gambling. Visit gambleaware.co.uk for more information.